we're jumping in again. If I could have my laptop, that would be super. Thanks, Andrew. Our summer playlist, Psalm 119, the most elaborate of the Psalter's acrostics. We've thought over the last lot of weeks in the different Psalms, just the shape of them, the poetry that's in them. And at times it's really very, very smart. And here Michael Wilcox, one of the scholars, says, it is the most elaborate of the Psalter's acrostics. Actually, it's a devotional tool. It's a devotional tool to help us meet with God. There is a pattern to it. 176 verses. You did well, Jacqueline. But 176 verses. So we didn't read 160 of them. My goodness. C.S. Lewis says this. Psalm 119 does not pretend to be a sudden outpouring of the heart. Okay? Somebody took time with Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is not and does not pretend to be a sudden outpouring of the heart. It is a pattern, a thing done like embroidery, stitch by stitch, through long, quiet hours, for love of the subject and for the delight in leisurely, disciplined craftsmanship. Friend Ada is here from Donegal giving you a wee shout out this morning, Ada. The Irish Countrywomen Association, for 7.5 years in Donegal, the ladies who do embroidery and cakes. Caramel squares, please. Just the craftsmanship and the quilts and the quilting and the embroidery especially, just incredible. C.S. Lewis says, this is like the psalmist. And I always thought, Psalm 119, oh, that's David. It's not. We don't know who it was. We don't know the author of Psalm 119. But whoever they were, they took time to work really hard with this psalm. Let me just jump through, because this blew my mind as we took time at it. There are 22 stanzas. Okay, so if you look, if you lift your pew Bible there, it actually sets them out. Aleph, Beth, Daleth, He, Gimel. What's going on here? Actually, there are 22 stanzas. Each of those stanzas has 8 lines. Okay? Each of those stanzas is based on the letter of the alphabet, of the Hebrew alphabet. So the first stanza starts with the first letter of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and every 8 lines in that stanza starts with the same letter. Okay? Then it goes on to the second section, and it takes you to the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and every line in that section starts with the same letter of the Hebrew alphabet. 22 times, folks. This wasn't done quickly. Why? What's it about? Also, there are 8 words in these 176 verses that are all used for the Word of God. Okay? So there are 8 lines in each stanza. There are 22 stanzas. There are 8 words for the Word of God. Just so as we know, command, judgment, law, testimony, precept, promise, statute, and word. And in the 16 verses that Jacqueline wrote or read, I think all of those words are there. All referring to the Word of God. What's going on? So what's the point? We'll get there in a minute. Of this pattern. What is the point of this psalm? 176 verses based on 22 sections, 22 words of the Hebrew alphabet, all starting each section, starting with the same letter. I just find this incredible, folks. But most scholars think it is a seven-day liturgy pattern. So somebody has done this deliberately for a three-week period, possibly running up to Passover, the time when God's people celebrate being set free and their liberty from slavery. But for 3 weeks, to read a section, a stanza, an alphabet letter for 3 weeks, and then on the last day, day 21, we will give you an extra reading. It's a devotional tool as we come to give ourselves to the Word of God. Dead on, Gordy, can you get on with it quick? Well, what's the point? I actually just brought this morning. Jeff Lucas takes time to write a Bible study series. Or a Bible devotional series. These are mine. I try every morning to take time in God's Word. Karen is better than me. She does a bit more. And there are Karen's. Every morning. Just taking time. What's Psalm 119 about? The Word of God. I lift it as well because somebody took the time. There's two books for Advent running up to Christmas. There's a great wee book. Isn't this one here actually? The Radiant Dawn. 25 daily readings to take you up to Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Based on the Gospel of Luke. It's a pattern. There's Forgiven or Finding Hope Under Bethlehem Skies, running up to Christmas. These ones, sorry, Lent, running up to Easter. It's a pattern. It's something to help us. It's a devotional tool. So Psalm 119 is that in their days. It's a tool to help us get into God's Word and think about Him and think about His words and His laws and His precepts. What's the point? What's the point for us as we think today? Warren Wiersbe says the basic theme of Psalm 119 is the practical use of the Word of God in the life of the believer. Let me read that again. The basic theme of Psalm 119 is the practical use of God's Word in the life of the believer. Not being read just for information, but being read for transformation. That God may mold us and shape us and change us. That God's Spirit may help transform us into the life of Christ. The basic theme of Psalm 119 is the practical use of God's Word, of the Word of God, in the life of the believer. Folks, do you do that? Come into God's Word each day to help mold us and shape us and form us to be more like Jesus. What's the point? Light. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Probably the most famous verse in Psalm 119, one that's maybe stuck in our head. Derek Kidner in his little book says it's a light to walk by, not to bask in. Okay, so it's not the lights in your patio out the back garden to lie out in the evening, sit out in the evening. It's a light to guide us and shape us and move us forward, to take away the darkness. Psalm 119, verse 130, talks about the unfolding of your word gives light. The unfolding of your word gives light. So as we come to God's word devotionally, it will bring light to our lives. It'll take away the darkness. Not only light, but life. Verse 175 of the psalm. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. God's word is to bring us life, that we may just know him more. Again, let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws keep me going, sustain me. Verse 9 is purity. How can a young man keep his way pure? I'm just dipping in here because there's so much. To help us in our holiness, to be people of purity. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Giving us direction. Verse 10. Lord, do not let me stray from your commands. Keep me on the straight and narrow. Direct my footsteps according to your word. If we don't take time to know God's word, we'll just go wherever and whatever. So God's word, to bring us life, to bring us purity, to give us direction. For devotion, verse 11, Jacqueline's read for us. I have hidden your word in my heart. That's not the end of the verse. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. There for a purpose. Again, what does it say? God's word to help us and shape us and move us. A light to walk by and not to bask in. To give us and help us in our devotion. Verse 25 is repeated the whole way through the psalm. Interesting. Preserve my life according to your word, Lord. Verse 37, verse 50, verse 93, verse 107, verse 105, or 154. Folks, if we take time to get into God's word and hold on to God's word, our lives, our life will be better for it. Warren Wiersbe again, I know I'm quoting a lot, but he's really helpful. The writer was not satisfied with having the word of God in his home, his head, or his hand. He wanted the law in his heart, where it could help him love what was holy and do what was right, or what is right. Let me read that again. The writer was not satisfied with having the word of God in his home, his head, or his hand. He wanted the law in his heart, where it could help him to love what was holy and do what was right. The practical application of God's word. And God will preserve us. Our lives will be all the better for it if we live in his way. Last thing, liberty. Okay, going to ask a wee question. Anybody remember the band The Soup Dragons? Okay, big hit, Dave, can you remember? Dance music. No. Free to do what I want any old time. Yes, no. 80s banger. It was an anthem for a generation. I remember when I worked in Sandy Row years ago, and the guys used to be the raves that were in Portrush and Kelly's, and then onto the beach and then down to the coach in Banbridge on Sunday night, and then come back home haggard. Free to do what I want any old time. An anthem for a generation. And there's lots and lots of songs just like it. If it feels good, do it. Yeah? Isn't that the liberty? When we think of the word liberty, we think, yeah, living at large. And freedom is doing whatever you want. Yeah? Thinking, boys, he's going really off the rails. The Judges, Book of Judges. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Is not that even the anthem of a generation today? Is that not what you watch on TV? Yeah, Cavos Weekender. Just go and do whatever you want. Freedom, liberty, live life. Yeah? Verse 45. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. Precepts, there's the word. This is an oxymoron. This doesn't make sense. How can I find freedom by keeping the rules? Yeah? I will run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. The psalmist is saying liberty is found in keeping the rules. Let's do the words again. Commands, judgments, laws, testimonies, precepts, promises, statutes, and the word. I will find freedom and liberty in my life when I keep God's ways. Pop quiz. Where do we find this in everyday life? Because we do. And I want you to answer me. Where do you find freedom in life by keeping the rules? The laws of the land, okay. Well done, Anne. The laws of the road. Anywhere else? And the laws of the land. Anywhere else you guys support a good football team that wear green, red, and black? Sorry, Brian, I'm just trying to get a rise. Football game will go a whole lot better when the referee enforces the rules. Even better, just couldn't resist that picture. How can big, huge, strapping rugby men, you will do what I tell you. Keeping the rules. Anything else? You're playing a board game. Here's the rules. If you live outside of the rules, it becomes chaos. If we live according to the rules, well, then everybody goes in the green light and stops in the red light. The amber light's just in between. An amber gambler. If you keep the rules, things run so much more smoothly. But what is the freedom that's going on here too? Freedom from the bondage of sin, but freedom for the blessings of salvation. If we live in God's way, our lives will know so much more blessing. And again, preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Life will be better when we live life God's way. It doesn't mean that there will never be trouble and trial. It does not mean that. But it does mean that God's hand will be upon us and we will live in his way. Psalm 32 in a translation, an old translation by a chap called Moffat, says, I will obey thee eagerly as thou dost open up my life. I love that. I will run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. In the NIV, in Moffat's translation, I will obey thee eagerly as thou dost open up my life. Our lives will be all the richer. We will know the liberty of the Lord as we keep his ways. The way to treat the word of God, says Warren Wiersbe again, is the way we treat the God of the Word. Whoa. The way we treat the Word of God is the way we treat the God of the Word. Folks, how are you and I treating the God of the Word today in our attitudes to his Word? And it made me think in John chapter 1, we read it every Christmas. We read in verse 14 about the Word who became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. And in that we have seen his glory. In fact, it's the glory of the one and only, the one who came from the Father, and he is full of grace and truth. How do we start? John 1. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. As you look at John chapter 1, where we're told that Jesus is the Word, we then find, well, in him was life. And there we also find, well, that life was the light of man. You see the linking. Again, all through John's Gospel, twice Jesus, I'm the light of the world. And actually in chapter 8, verse 36, we read, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. It says, if you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Verses 31 and 32. It's in the living Word of God in Jesus that we find life and light and liberty as we trust him. Not living in this false liberty of free to do what I want any old time, but the true freedom and liberty is found, and life is found, and light is found as the lamp of God's Word illuminates our lives and takes away the darkness.